our last day of confession. We return to the clarion call that we had from the beginning, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we focus on the block that often keeps our prayers from getting answered, and that is pride. Early on in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God calls his people to start by humbling themselves, then praying. What exactly does that mean? Well, its Hebrew primitive root defines it as to bend the knee, to bring down low, into subjection, to humble yourself, to subdue. In other words, we are to look upward towards the cross and remember where we are in regards to who God is. We know that we need to rely on the one that created us. And then what does praying mean? Well, in Hebrew, it actually means to intervene, intercede, make supplication, meaning we're going to keep on doing this on behalf of others, on behalf of our communities, on behalf of our families, on behalf of our county, our state, our city, our country. Because prayer births humility as we recognize our need for the Lord to intervene. Intercession builds humility as we admit we need God in order to help others. As we look at the physical cross, we can see its vertical and horizontal beams. One, to remind us of our need to humble ourselves under the mercy and love of God, and to remind us of our need to intercede for others. May the prayers, confessions, and repentance we've done this past month bring much healing to our land. So, Father, we confess how we lack humility in our prayers. We confess we often pray out of pride, forgetting what Jesus did sacrificially for our sins. We assume what people need or what the nation needs. We confess our need that we need to seek you, Father God, on behalf of the issues our communities are facing, and to seek you on what you want to see accomplished. Forgive us for praying as if we know what's needed rather than seeking you, Lord, for direction. Keep us from lofty thoughts, self-centeredness, and self-sufficiency. May we be quick to admit when we are being like that, and then begin to admit our constant need of the Holy Spirit to reveal broken, proud areas in our lives. We repent of complaining rather than praying for the issues in our country, community, etc., and for speaking critically and participating in conversations that speak critically of our communities rather than interceding for them, for speaking negatively about the world around us rather than loving them to the Lord. We thank you for this time to remind us that if, as your people, we will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and repent of our wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land.